that night, and in the morning, stormed out of the hospital calling the doctor a half-breed communist quack. I started to think he was indestructible, or the luckiest man alive. But Field's luck finally ran out on Christmas Day of 1946. Among the thousands of letters and telegrams people sent, the most ironic came from Charlie Chaplin, who said that Fields had a genius for comedy that often made him feel envious. The films of W.C. Fields have lived on and on. So as hard as it would have been for Fields to admit it, maybe Charlie Chaplin was right.